Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Parak Hey, Mishnah Hey, and Parak Hey, Mishnah Vav. The rest of the Mishnayos in Parak Hey of Maseches Pesachim are going to describe the process for how the Karban Pesach was brought. It says the Mishnah, Pesach Nishchat B'Shalosh Kitos. The Karban Pesach was shechted, was slaughtered in three groups. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, v'shachatu also called kahal adas Yisrael. The pasuk says in Parshas Bo that the entire group of the Jewish people shall slaughter the Karban Pesach, kahal ve'eda v'Yisrael. That it seems to you there are these three groups. There's the kahal, the assembly. There's the eda, the congregation, and there's Yisrael, the rest of the Jewish people. So clearly, the chachamim learned from these three words that the Karban Pesach should be shechted, should be brought in three different groups. Therefore, as the Bartanura points out, even if only a small number of people were to come to bring their karbanos, so that it is possible to do all of them at the same time, they are nevertheless divided into three separate groups. Continues the Mishnah, Nichnasa Kasari Shona Nismalis Azara. The first group would enter the Beis HaMikdash until the entire Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, was completely full. Noalu Dalsos Azara. Then they would close the gates of the courtyard. They did this to avoid overcrowding, to ensure that there would be three groups. They closed the gates so that people did not try to push their way into the first group and leave no one for the later groups. So that's what they would do. They would lock the doors, and then taku hariu v'taku. During this service, the Kohanim would sound a sequence of tekiah, trua tekiah, on the shofar. And as we will learn in Mishnah Zayin, the hal was read while the Pesach offerings were shechted. As the hal was read, the Kohanim would blow their shofars, they would blow their trumpets. These sounds are the same as those that are blown from the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now, for ordinary karbanos, one single Kohen would receive the blood, do the Kabbalas Hadam in a kli, in a vessel, and he would bring it to sprinkle on the Mizbeach. However, when it came to the Karban Pesach, the Kohanim used a special type of procedure, as the Mishnah is going to tell us right now. Says the Mishnah, HaKohanim Omdim Shuros Uvidim B'zichei Kesef V'zichei Zav. The Kohanim would stand in rows that would go from the place where the animals were shechted until the Mizbech itself, and in their hands were these silver bowls and gold bowls with which they would use to bring the blood of the Karbanos to the Mizbeach. Shura Shekula, Kesef, Kesef, Veshura Shekula, Zahav, Zahav. One row was all Kohanim with silver bowls, one row was all Kohanim with gold bowls. The Meiri points out, this was simply an aesthetic thing to make it look nicer, this way it wasn't all mixed up. You'd have a gold row, you'd have a silver row, a gold row, a silver row, again to make it look very nice. Lo Hayuma O'Ravin, they would not mix silver and gold bowls in the same row again to make it look nicer. Velo hayu la bezichin shulayim. And the bowls, says the Mishnah, did not have these wide bases. Rather, their bottoms were pointed, because if they had wide bases, shema yanichum v'yikrash hadam. Perhaps the Kohanim might put down these the bowls with the blood in them on the ground, and the blood would then congeal on the ground and become unfit to throw on the Mizbeach. Continuing now with the procedure, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, says the Mishnah, Shacha Yisrael. A Jew, someone who's not a Kohen, would shecht the Karban Pesach, right? Anyone could do Shechitas HaKarbanos. Anyone could shecht a Karban in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kibel HaKohen, but a Kohen would have to be the one to accept the blood, to allow them to receive the blood in a bowl. And that's what they would do. The Kohen at the head of one of the rows that stretched to the Mizbech would receive its blood in a bowl. No snow lechavero v'chavero lechavero. He would give the bowl to his friend who was a Kohen, and the Kohen standing next to him in the row, and it would give it to his friend who's a Kohen, and so on and so forth until they would reach the Kohen at the end of the row next to the Mizbeach. U'mekabel es hamalei u'machzer es harekan. And each Kohen would accept a full bowl of blood from the Kohen next to him to one side, and return an empty bowl that he would give to the Kohen standing to his other side. Kohen Akarav Eitzelam Mizbeach Zarko Zerika Achas Kineged Hayesod. And the Kohen who is nearest to the Mizbeach would then throw the blood once onto the wall of the Mizbeach at a spot opposite the base of the Mizbeach. the base of the Mizbeach, which just pointed out, was this was a low platform that ran along two sides of the Mizbeach, and it extended there. There are pictures in many of the Mishnayos, and it extended only one arm along the other two sides. If you, again, you can look at the diagram there. So the Bar Tanora points out, the Mishnah is teaching us that the blood of the Pesach offering, of the Korban Pesach, was thrown on a part of the Mizbeach's walls that was above the base, so that the blood would flow down the side of the Mizbeach onto the actual base. Quick review. Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey taught us, number one, that the Korban Pesach was shechted, generally speaking, in three groups. The Pasuk said that the Pasuk said is in Parshas Bo, v'shechdu, a so-called Kahal Adas Yisrael, that it was shechted, number one, by the Kahal, by the congregation, number two, by the Adas, the Eda, and number three, by Yisrael. There had to be three groups. The Chachamim Darshan, the Chacham expounded and explained in order to shecht the Korban Pesach. And then the Mishnah describes the first group would enter the Beis HaMikdash Hazara until the Hazara was completely filled. Then they would lock and close the gates of the Hazara. The Mishnah states that the Kohanim would sound a sequence of sounds on their shofar, Tekiah Shruah, and then Tekiah. Then the Mishnah started to describe the order of how exactly the Kabbalas Hadam and the Zrikas Hadam took place, how they would receive the blood, and then how they would ultimately sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. The Kohanim would stand in these rows that would stretch from the place where the animal where the animals were shechted until the actual Mizbeach. There would be a rows of silver bowls. There would be rows of Kohanim with gold bowls. They would not mix. They would have only gold and only silver. And the Mishnah taught us that the bases of these bowls would be pointy, so that the Kohanim wouldn't put it down, and God forbid, spill the blood of the Korbanos. And then Perikei Mishnah Vav taught us that anyone could shecht the Korban Pesach, even a Yisrael, not necessarily a Kohen. But then the Kohen would accept and receive the blood in the bowls. He would give it down and be like this assembly line of Kohanim. They would keep giving it down to their friend. They would bring it all the way down until they would reach the Kohen at the end of the row next to the Mizbeach. And then the Kohen next to the Mizbeach would accept the full bowl of blood from the Kohen next to him. And then he would sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. He would give the Kohen next to him the empty bowl. And then he would throw the blood once onto the wall of the Mizbeach at a spot opposite the base of the Mizbeach. This was the order. This was how they would do the Shechita of the Korban Pesach. This is how they would then do the Kabbalah, how they would receive the blood of the Korban Pesach, and then ultimately how they would do the Zrikas Hadam, the sprinkling of the blood of the Korban Pesach. Have a great day.